You know, sometimes you see examples or hear about examples of incredible bravery at short notice when there's an emergency and you think, oh, I wonder how I'd respond. I wonder if I'd be as courageous as that or as quick on my feet as that. Here's a story. It's across page 3 of the Cancer Post today by Chris Calcino, and it's inspirational. This is virtually a kid. He's 18 years of age. Have a listen to this. A teenager who suffered gruesome injuries while chasing down an alleged bag snatcher says that it was worth the pain just to see the victim's smile. His name's Mark Moore. His mother, Vivienne Tribot, were tucking into lunch at the coffee club in Mount Sheridan Plaza when they heard a commotion about 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon. They looked up and saw two boys running out of the restaurant with a woman's handbag. Now, this young fella, 18 years of age, his name's Mark Moore, he sprung into instinct mode and sprung up from his chair. And he said, they sprinted out and both of them split off, so I kept chasing the one with the bag. He was running through bushes, weaving through cars. In the meantime, my feet were just scraping. Several bystanders, it says, tried to help in the chase, but they couldn't keep up with the alleged young bag snatcher. Anyway, young Mark said, I ended up grabbing him and kept him until some other people arrived, including a security guard. It turned out the kid had a Stanley knife and a screwdriver in his bag. Look, I'll cut to the chase here, but this has been an incredibly courageous effort by this young man, 18 years of age. Now, it says here, the victim, funeral celebrant Jan Defferard, thanked everyone involved, including coffee club staff, Corin and Megan, who helped her track down her car keys. My God, imagine the car keys had been thrown obviously under a car, it says here, but they found the car keys as well. So thank God, particularly for this young fella. I've got Jan on the line to talk about this. Hello, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
How lucky were you that this young fella was in the same place at the critical time?
I'm just so amazed. He was a real hero. I didn't even realise it was my bag that had been taken. I was so busy talking to my friend. I sort of thought, what's everybody doing? These four people rushed out of the restaurant. And I looked at my friend and said, my God, it's my bag. And look, people were just amazing. I really can't speak highly enough of them. And, everybody, Graham and in particular Mark, of course. And it was great to see him yesterday and thank him once again. But yay. I'm just so sorry about his feet. They're quite badly damaged. He's having them dressed every day. A nurse comes from the hospital to dress them for him. But, you know, if they had kept my bag and my car keys, the ripple effect, you just can't even think about it. They could have found my car by pressing the button and the lights coming on.
Exactly.
They could have driven it and killed somebody. Yeah. You know, you just don't know what the ongoing effect could have been if they got away with it.
Jan, I was just saying, isn't it funny? People wonder how they'd respond in time of crisis like that, in an emergency. This young boy knows. You know, he can be very, very proud because a big percentage of people would not have responded as he responded so bravely and so effectively.
That's right. That's right. His mother said to me, when I realised it was my bag, she said, don't worry, my boy will catch him. And she was absolutely right. She really knew her son, didn't she?
Didn't she? But how did he damage his feet so badly? I don't quite understand. That was it across rough asphalt or something?
Yes, it was the outside the coffee club, and they actually caught him at the back of the Red Rooster. So he must, I'm not very good at distance. I suppose it's about 75 metres.
Yeah.
And it was hot. And the bitumen is very uneven,
okay.
So he just threw his flip-flops off and was running on bare feet.
When did you realise your car keys were missing?
As soon as his mum, Vivian, brought my bag back, she said, check everything's in there. I couldn't find the car keys. And then Megan from the coffee club and Corinne came up to me and they said, look, we saw where the other one ran. So the one that took my bag must have given the car keys to the other guy. And when they realised people were chasing, he threw the keys underneath that car to go back for them later.
Wow.
But Corinne found them and she crawled underneath the car and got them for me. So everybody was amazing. They really were.
What an incredible event.
Yeah. And there was Brad, the security guard, and the manageress of the shopping centre came down and said, please don't think this happens all the time and please come back to our shopping centre. I said, look, don't worry, I will. You know, it was nothing to do with you.
Mm.
It was just one of those things. But I certainly will never put my bag on a chair again and take it off. Mm. I always have it across my head and shoulder.
Yeah.
but I'd taken it off and put it on the chair, and that's what happened. He'd been casing the joint, obviously, came to the open door and came through and just grabbed my bag.
Do you know, Jan, it's nearly every day, this kiddie crime. It's just completely out of control, isn't it? Just
it is. It is. And I just say to every woman with a bag, put it across your, you know, over your hand, across your shoulder, and put it on your lap when you sit down for coffee. Don't put it down. It's scary. And, you know, these kids should have been at school, John. They were 13, I believe. They should have been at school.
And this has become something we've got to talk about too. What's happened to the older focus that used to be there on truancy? Kids that were seen in shopping centres were taken back to their parents. The parents were held responsible for them. They had to be sent to school and they were checked up on that, and there were penalties that would apply. Now nobody seems to care about truancy.
That's right. That's right. But I think, I mean, obviously as well, it comes from home teaching, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
You know, the parents should be teaching the kids that it's not all right to take other people's property. Yeah, they worked hard for it.
And of course, if they do go before the children's court, they just get roused on and straight out the door and straight back looking for another victim. It says here that the 13-year-old boy had been spoken to over the incident. Surely he needs to be at least spoken to by, I don't know, the lady at the juvenile justice court or whatever, but surely not just spoken to after an incident like this.
Well, it's disheartening for the police, I think, as well, isn't it? You know, they do their job going in and getting all the details and arresting them, and then a slap on the wrist is all they get, and that's it. They're off again to do it again.
Oh, exactly. Well, at least, hopefully, at least he went to the juvenile justice court to find a children's court to, once again, I suppose, just to be roused on, sadly. Jan, look, I'm so pleased you've talked about this today, because I'm in awe of this young man as well. He's to be congratulated. Pity he can't get some sort of award. Hopefully somebody will nominate him for an award.
Well, I came home and I was telling my husband, and he said, look, we should try and do something about that. So I phoned the Cairns Post and said,
oh, good on
you. Would you like a feel-good story?
Yeah.
And the young lady took the details, and then Chris phoned me back, which was really nice. And it's nice to see a good story, isn't it? There's too much bad things out there.
Oh, exactly. Did you see the story on page 3?
Well, my husband's just come in with the paper, so I'm just making a cup of coffee. I'll have a look.
Well, Chris, he always does a good job, but he's done an excellent job of this. But they've taken the photo too, in the foreground is the said injured feet, both of them. Wrapped very heavily with white bandages. So go and get yourself a copy, or get that copy and have a look on page 3. I think you'll be happy with the coverage.
Oh, good. I believe he's got a job interview too. I think it must be this week, but I've told him to keep in touch with me, and we'll catch up and have a coffee at some stage.
Wonderful. Good on you, Jan. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John.
She was, she's a very happy victim today. She wouldn't have been when this happened. That story, by the way, have a look for yourself on page 3, that article by Chris Calcino. It's under the headline, Raw Act of Chivalry Earns High Praise. Amazing. 18 years of age.